WOKC News.
Honoring the fire chief with WOKC News, I'm Charles Murphy. Fire Chief Earl Wooten recently announced he'd retire from Okeechobee County's employ. He's leaving on March 7th. The County Commission approved a proclamation honoring his 26 years of service with the fire department at last Thursday's meeting.
Thank you for this recognition, for your trust and opportunity to serve Okeechobee County. It's truly been an honor of a lifetime.
Thank you, Chief.
Wooten says he appreciated his staff and all the support the county has given him over the years.
I'm truly honored to accept this proclamation. When I started my career 26 years ago as a firefighter with Okeechobee County Fire Rescue, I never imagined one day I would be standing here as a public safety director and fire chief. It's been quite a journey, and I'm grateful for every step along the way.
County Administrator Deborah Manzo read part of the proclamation.
Chief Wooten has been a steadfast advocate for public education, prevention, and service, embodying the core values of courage, compassion, and selfless dedication.
The county promoted Deputy Chief Justin Hazelief to the Director of Public Safety job. The mental health court in Okeechobee is showing results. Commissioner Terry Burrow says the court has been very effective.
In mental health court, they're talking about an 82% success rate. I think that stands out pretty well from what we're doing over there.
The county has hired WGI to represent them on water quality and environmental issues. Former Palm Beach County Commissioner Melissa McKinley says she's looking forward to working for Okeechobee County.
And making sure that the decisions that are made are the best representation and the best deal for the citizens of Okeechobee County. So, and be sitting in on some of the meetings, the Water Management District, the Corps, various roundtables, workshops, whatever folks are doing, where they're discussing the best interests of Okeechobee County and making sure that it really is the best interest of Okeechobee County.
Huge crop losses will easily surpass $1 billion in the winter vegetable and fruit crops in Florida. Congressman Scott Franklin proposed a law to help Florida farmers that are impacted by these freezes.
Called the Temp Act, that would create, like crop insurance, a special insurance product for our specialty crops that would provide relief in the event of freeze or frost or things like that. We don't have that now.
The city of Pahokee supporting a prison releasee program or second chance program.
My vision is that if a man is serving the community, how can he be terrorizing?
That's Jack Brewer, who's proposing the program. He's trying to get the guys back on the right track.
The most men that recidivate or reenter back into prison is usually because of housing, obviously, and a job. And so when they get out, we give them a cell phone. If they don't have their driver's license, we help them get it. We usually pay about 50% of their fines. We make them meet us halfway. But we mandate that they volunteer.
Brewer pointed out he would not allow sex offenders. I'm Charles Murphy, WOKC News.